Okay.
All right, let's call the meeting to order. And
I'm going to just say, this is the Arts Council meeting, May 3rd, 2023.
Okay, now we'll call the meeting to order.
Donna, you have a mic of the talking for me.
I second the meeting, you call the meeting.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm just going to take a few minutes. I'm going to try to keep this simple and sweet, because everybody's been a little tired on vacation. So I want to get done with my hour. But, okay, so the Easter egg hunt went really, really well. Thanks to Kathy and Ellen, who stepped up and came over there. Kathy brought her whole family, her daughter and her husband, and saved my life. So, but it went really well. We had a huge turnout. So we ran out of goodies, we ran out of frosty. So we'll have to order 100 more next year than we did this year, I think.
And more frosty.
Yeah, tons more frosty. Yeah. But I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for doing that, both of you. So the other thing that I'm excited about is that we got our 501c reinstated after a whole year of working on it. It's a huge endeavor to do it. And Ed Dennis did it for us. And he wouldn't take any money for it, so what I'd like to do is send him a gift certificate of some kind for, and a thank you note for doing it. I don't think anybody will have any objections to that, right?
No.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm so relieved that that's done. So, and then Kelly's husband has taken over the reins of this treasurer. He's setting up a whole bookkeeping system for us, and he will also do the IRS every year report.
Who's the one his name?
Ed Dennis.
No, Glade.
Glade Demo. The new scheduling has started for the building. I went through and saw who she sent it to. I think she sent it. Did she not send it to you?
She did. I have the doctor up next to you.
Okay. So, but Kathy or Brenda, I think she sent it to you, Brenda, and actually it should have gone to Kathy, I believe. Don't you do the scheduling for the...
Actually, Annalisa Eccles does the scheduling.
Oh, does she? Okay. I'll have her send it.
Or is it you?
I think it's you.
It's Brenda. It's me.
Oh, it's you?
Scheduled this building.
Uh-huh. It's you?
It was last year.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, good. Then they got it right. And it was me that was wrong.
So, do we need to reschedule?
No. You're good. She already gave you access to it. So,
is it time for us to reschedule?
Yes, you ought to check the calendar and make sure that your stuff's in at least through December. But those of you that are here every week, like the choirs, probably need to make sure it's, and you need to make sure it's in for the whole year, for next year. The sooner the better, because we can schedule before anybody else, so.
Donna, do you know what her hours are, what Haley's hours are?
Haley actually is leaving that position. And there's going to be a new girl.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not sure when they're going to transition. She just wanted to finish up the calendar and stuff before she's not leaving the city. She's just changing jobs.
Yes. All right. Did she already roll everything over and we just need to double check it, or it hasn't been scheduled yet?
I don't know, but you need to go in and check. Everybody needs to be. You guys need to go in and check. You need to go in and check.
I need to figure out how to do it.
Okay, you'll need to call over there and tell Haley, and if she did, if they have a new person, she'll tell you who it is. I don't have it on the Donna, do you know a name? I don't know a name.
Are you here? I think it's Shelly. But I don't remember her last name.
I think she told me too, and I don't remember. But it could be Shelly. I'll put a question mark by her. Okay, thank you. the art show we need to start thinking about now so that we can get it going. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. The upgrades to the building. They have had the windows washed. Look at this, they're cold.
I know.
Oh my goodness. I know. And I think they sprayed out there. It looks like
that they sprayed for weeds.
Yeah, sprayed for weeds or maybe weeds and bugs. I don't know. But
they spray the city building for like slash things. So I'm guessing maybe this one too.
Yeah, probably. So anyway, but I think they're doing good at least this time to get to make that political sense. So that's good. Okay, I'm just gonna start and I'm gonna let these guys talk first because
we'll read the minutes.
Oh, I forgot the minutes. Go ahead. Thank you, Carolyn.
Okay, these are March's minutes because we didn't have a meeting in April.
Right.
Meeting started by Sean at 6:10, Carolyn seconds, Carolyn at February minutes, in a time that Shauna Larson, Sherman, Kelly Gall, Elbert, Jordan, and Kathy, Brooksby, Linda, Carol, and Carolyn, Elaine excused, Sarah excused, Donna excused. Shauna, Robin will get cookies for the Easter event, April 8th for the Easter event at 10 a.m. Volunteers need to be there by 9:15. We need to pick up supplies. City Days is coming up on Thursday, May 11th. We need to start thinking about the fine art show with the Flames. First weekend in August, art show will be August 4th and 5th. So excited about our new treasure. Talked about budget. Linda, arts class. We'll accept a few more students. Happy to work on flyers for upcoming events. Talked about how successful the craft fair was. November 3rd and 4th next year, vendors all want to come back. Food trucks were successful. We'd like to get students chocolates to come next year to go to craft fairs. We'll only have one vendor per genre next year. Kathy Brooksby. In April, we need to be sure and advertise Highland Coral Arts Concert. We'd like to find a way to get more advertising. Can also do the KSL community calendar and they will announce it. PBS station will do an interview. April newsletter info needs to be delivered by March 17th. Ellen, Forging Ahead with Shakespeare, going well. Both performances on Saturday, March 25th at 2 and 7. Kelly, the author will play May 26th and 27th here at the Community Center. Kelly's shoulder is improving. Carol, Quilters would like to do summers. We'll take a break in June and start back up in July. Have a big group coming. No fees. Have been doing charity quilts with fabric donated by Riley Blade Fabric Company. New wrappings work great. So grateful. Wayne Tanaka is president of Friends of Library. Would like to do joint themes. We'll talk to Donna. Jordana, auditions for the musical on Tuesday, May 23rd. Musical will be Newsies for the summer. Performance dates Thursday, June 29th and 30th. What venue does she want to do performances? Carrie Lynn, rehearsal's going well. Piano needs to be covered when moved around in the room by organization to building. Would love to get the art fund of organization on the schedule. Shauna closes the meeting. Jordan has seconds. 7:24.
Thank you. Okay, let's start with you two. So Brenda is exhausted.
I'm sure everybody else is tired. I'm sure everybody else. Our concert is this Saturday, so we have for you complimentary tickets. This is the information on how to get them. You'll each be able to get two complimentary tickets.
Out of town, that makes sense.
I wouldn't book them.
And
sure, you're
already there.
Sure, I didn't do that. Exhausted.
She's going to be laying down somewhere. We'd love for you to come. We worked really hard. We think that we represent Highland City pretty well. We worked hard to do that.
Extremely well.
Yeah. Awesome. It will be a nice concert. It will last, we think, about an hour. We'll go up to 7:30 to 8:30 at the Mountain Ridge Junior High. So we would love for you all to come. This gives you half told you how to get your complimentary tickets, but you have to do them online. We won't have any way at the door for you to be able to get enter the code and get them.
So do them online ahead of time and do that order separate. If you're going to buy other tickets, just do your 2-3 complimentary ones on a separate order and get those. And then if you want to buy more, do it differently, which we hope you do it differently. Anything else we need to say?
I'm going to be out of town too, but I'd like to give this to one of the council members. Can they?
The city council? We're also doing that for the city council members.
Okay, then could I give it to one of the city employees?
You could. I think that's fine. What do you think?
Yep.
Okay.
Do it.
Okay. Thank you. And they can use that same code.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, Carrie Ann. Before she starts, I went to her practice yesterday, and it was, the kids are just dark. One of my favorite songs was the boys. They did the baseball.
The boys were singing, taking out the ball game, in three parts, and with baseball caps on, and it's really beautiful.
So cute.
And we have girls coming in with vouchers for Cracker Jacks that they can give it at the door on their way out. So, thank you.
Yes, it is awesome.
We're ready to go. Our show is Saturday, right there. We're sharing the building. We're hoping that works out great. And we're sold out. So, yeah, we're really excited about that.
That's great.
It's exciting and scary all the time. Just because I'm hoping that. Nobody is upset that they get more tickets, but it's going to be a beautiful show, I think. The kids are really excited. So. And then we have another performance next week at a senior center in Lehigh that's rather large. And one of our older senior girls works there, so she's been asking if we would come and do a show there. And then the following week we have pictures and then our end of season celebration. So we open registration for new students on the 10th of May. So the current students and their family and friends get to reserve their spot first. And we did have wait lists for both the children's choir and the young singers this year, so that was good. So anyway, that's pretty much it. And we're going to take the summer off and rest and listen to nothing but Christmas music.
I'm so sad that I got a nice go to these concerts.
It was so nice of you to come yesterday. It really meant a lot to the kids and me.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you guys, I love both of them. And I'm really sad that we ended this way. But I got to go.
Yeah,
I got to go.
That's it. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
Donna.
Okay, we have two things that you should probably be aware of. Our summer reading program starts, you can start picking up the reading models on May 26th, and then the first week in June, the regular program starts. And so we're not going to have a big kickoff party like we did last year because of where Memorial Day falls. They just didn't work out.
Which one was the date?
26th of May.
May 26th.
Which is the last day of school. So the last day of school, I think, when people can start picking up summer reading blocks. We have an event in June that maybe you guys can help us spread the word about. We're doing a local authors festival. So on June 24th, that's right, Dave. On Saturday, it's just 1 to 3. If you know anyone, and who has a book that they published either or professionally or self-published and would like to set up a table and show off their books, we would love to have as many local authors as possible.
Could you possibly get hold of Troy Scott?
Troy Scott.
Yes.
I was going to say Troy Scott.
Scott, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What kind of does he do
children's books?
You know about Brandon Mould, son?
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Mould.
Yeah, Brandon Mould is
not interesting.
We tried to get him to come before, and he did come when he had a new book, but otherwise he doesn't usually come. But, I mean, he died.
Have you had more than
Have you had Brandon's
Spanish?
No, he is way out of our range. He charges like $20 for a
book. Who is this?
Brandon Anderson. My daughter works for him.
Okay, tell me the name of the book again.
Troy Scott.
Troy Stott, S-T-O-T-T.
He's my neighbor.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
That's
all
I'm
sure.
It's
on
there.
And he can email if he's interested.
June 24th,
1-3. A table, and then they can sign up the time to do a little talk.
So if they want to email you.
Yes.
The book's been out about a year now, but Tom Colvin and his wife wrote a book.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have a book. I'm not going to get you on mine. They're so good to count. Really, so they might be interested.
Yeah, so they came and did an individual book talk when their book came out.
Oh, they did.
They should, but they might be willing to come back together.
So, do I need to give him your information to get in contact with you?
Yeah. Or if you have this information, I'll take it.
I think you do his information.
All right, yes. That'd be great. And then I'll reach out to him.
Okay.
So, I hope it'll be fun. We hope it's our first year. I don't know how much the response will be. It's kind of an experiment.
Are you doing anything in the city auction house?
Yes. So, we will have, are you going to be there?
Yeah.
We're going to have a library table where we'll be promoting some reading, and then we'll have friends in the library table where they'll be trying to recruit people to march in the praise to stuff.
Okay.
So we'll find
people there. I forgot to include that, but what Linda and I are going to do a little thumbprint, the loop just before it, because it's easy and it's not too messy, and the kids all kind of do a little thumbprint. That's cute.
Okay, so thank you so much.
Thumbprint art is a big yes. They're thumbing, yeah, make them the art. Yeah. So we'll be doing that.
Yeah, our table is usually just by the library.
Yeah, we usually just have one on the table too. So.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it next week. I got people of every age. Our theme this year is Book Your Travels, and so it's all about trains, planes, you know,
yeah.
Boats,
oh,
traveling, traffic.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, anything else?
No, that's all for now.
Okay, Ellen is her and Jordana today.
Yes, I'm her and Jordana.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're through Shakespeare, so now we're up to the youth theater.
Yeah. She is, I think I know she talked to you about changing the terrain. Is that going to work?
I
feel like there's a lot of kids on here, so I don't know if that's going to be a problem.
Oh, which is it?
She's going to do auditions on Thursday, and do call us later, like on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. To
oh,
see
if Alan is wrong then.
Yeah. Someone had it scheduled for the whole day, those 2 days, but I'm pretty sure we can figure it out for her.
But she'll
probably come down here and have her call back. It doesn't
work to do that at our house. For call back, it's just a few people, usually. Mm-hmm. So we can work out our quick with that, because you guys can work to change that time. Perfect.
Yeah, I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, so she is, so we went over today to, she's looking at doing it at, I mean, for junior high on her cute little round stage. She saw the add up numbers and see if she can get to work, because the city has the whatever class 2, whatever that is now, so that's it. It's still a, there's a lot of fees and stuff, so we haven't really considered it, but
we
do work very early.
Yeah,
we do. So that's what we're trying to do there. Yes, you're the.
Yeah, she came and picked up the scripts and everything yesterday.
Yeah.
So
she was back
then.
Yeah,
it was really fun. Okay, anything else?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I gave you back the paper.
Yes. Yes.
And the lady over there just made a copy of it. She said that was good. So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's all we need.
Okay, Linda. Okay, so our cover winding down. We have 3 more weeks. I had a call or a text actually
yesterday before. Mother wants to start bringing a son for a couple of weeks. So I don't know if it's going to get through or not, but he seems to be interested.
So I lost a lot of kids, recently. Mm-hmm. One of them is family three, and so they change, families didn't change and things changed anyway. But it's going okay, we'll work out at the end of the year and the end of the school year. Calendar, okay, so you said, both of you said, date and summer off. But I figured, is there a change on the calendar as far as the scheduling? You can't even know before I print this.
I left the scheduling on the calendar the way it was.
I think originally I scheduled it through the 9th of May.
That'll look at that calendar. I just look at the, think I can tell me it is. So if you really change it,
this is right.
Then you know. So we carry the words correctly, do something at the end of May, but then change it in June.
Yeah, no choir in June.
No choir in June.
No choir in
June, July,
or August.
Okay.
We will start in August.
Okay, so you guys are going to start in August.
We won't have any in. But our last practice would be Tuesday. We're not practicing.
Yeah, so this is all wrong then.
Just the 9th is the only one that's wrong. Do you don't have a sound?
Yeah, you know,
or she has it on her head.
It's okay. Yeah,
I would just assume they stay because we use
that
plan. I have a plan to change. On here. Question: these changes kind of like
hers is different than mine. Mine's different than hers. Mine does not have the job fire, and mine does every year till the end of the month.
They're pretty. What do you mean?
They're not the same.
This one shows the adult fire going through the 9th. But this one shows us
all. That was a glitch on my part. That's why. That was a glitch on my part.
Which one's right, Ben?
Well, whatever you guys say is right.
This one's closer, but we're not practicing on the 9th.
Okay, are you practicing through the summer?
We start August. On August, the first of August.
So just leave it in the calendar.
Because it's scheduled.
Yeah, because if we take it out, it takes out the whole.
Right. I think
we have to start over.
Are you saying you don't want us to leave it in the calendar through the summer?
Yes. Yes, because if you take it out, it's going to take the whole year out.
That's how I will. So that if we need to get back in, it ends up being a problem.
And she knows.
Okay.
I've told her that she can use it.
Okay.
Our space that time.
Okay, so that sounds good.
Okay.
So
the right calendar I can do every month.
Okay.
Okay, then you're
done.
No,
I'm not
doing
it. The end of me.
Well, she said with the building, right? All your other stuff's at your house. No?
No. I didn't want to do that.
Okay. Well, the cup is right, so just leave it.
Okay. Okay. Not.
And I guess you would leave the adult choir on then, every from 7. The what I'm saying is, we need to leave it on the city's calendar.
Right.
This is not, this is the part.
No, this is our
calendar. I'll try to get that right. That's all right.
Yeah.
But we'll make sure.
We'll leave it. The thing is that in June and July, it doesn't get scheduled that much anyway. But she's aware that which ones won't be here for the summer.
That's good.
Okay. The Arts and Craft Fair goes, I've had about 5 or 6 respond out, and how many of those have paid? And look, we review the other hand.
I think that they've all paid.
So what I'm going to do now is send out an email to all the additional last year and say, okay, for the June is opening up. So we had a waiting list, so we were filled the whole thing all over again last year. So we opened up to the public 1st of June. So if you really want your space, let's get the money in and get it reserved. So that's what I'm going to do here. But I'll let you talk before. Okay, that's it. Thanks. Anything else that you want me to say about?
I don't think so.
Okay.
The art show. Let's talk a little bit about the art show. So we need to start planning ahead. And I would like to do what we did last year and have an art sale rather than a silent auction. We did better at just selling the art, and it was like 10 months worth for us. So, but if anybody knows of anybody that would give us gift cards to give our helpers. That would be awesome if you did get those for us. Usually I can get sweets or fizz to give the kids that help, like the runners that run the yard up and all of that. So, usually I get a really nice basket from Myers, and that usually I either Elaine buys that, or I give it to the harp player for playing the harp that Thursday night.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. So, and if not, then I need to get something else for him. But Julie. Who's our internet girl?
Robin.
I go back to Julie, but it's Robin. And she said she would give us a basket to have for to give helpers or whoever helps that way. So that's all good. And I gave everything that I had financially to Blake to start setting up the books. And I believe, I gave it to him, so now I don't know, but I think that we've got about $15,000 in our account, approximately. Yeah. But I did have to just pay for the scripts and the kit for the youth theater account. No, it was about $1,100. Yeah. So, but we usually recoup. Yeah, we usually recoup that, so that's good. So, if nobody else has anything, I can't think of anything else we need to talk about.
I have one question.
Okay.
So, the next board meeting is June 1st. That is actually Thursday. Is that really the case?
Oh, that's really wrong.
Do you want to be May 31st or June
7th?
June 7th.
Okay.
Sorry,
June 7th is a Wednesday.
So June 7th is a Wednesday?
Yeah.
And if anybody knows anyone who would donate a piece of art for us to sell, I hate to ask you to ask her, but if you could, if you do, it's great. If you don't, it's great too. I have a few pieces that I can put up there that we've had before, but that really helps us. We usually, between that and the registration fee, we usually break pretty even. So that's good.
So what the actual sale is people have donated art to sell?
Well, we have a sale on the side.
Okay. They can sell their art, or it's just...
No, that's, they have to donate it, and we sell it, and the money goes into the Arts Council.
Right.
But that is not the art that's
on display.
On display. This is separate.
Okay.
So, anyway, and we should have... I should make some flyers so that we can start passing out, and I'll do that for next time. You're flying. You make a flag.
That's what you want to do.
You've already done that.
Oh, good.
I just have to go make copies of them. So, if nobody else has anything, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
You
what?
You're making a motion?
Yeah. I will, or you can.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it. Great. Okay, thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Sean.
I don't know.